an Indiana Supreme Court decision could have an impact on the cost of solar for Hoosiers across the state. The court ruled in favor of CenterPoint Energy Wednesday. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the case involves what math utilities can use to pay solar customers for the excess energy they deliver to the grid.
CenterPoint now subtracts the energy someone with solar panels uses from how much they produce almost in real time, instead of monthly like it did before. Last year, an appeals court said that, because lawmakers didn't mention this way of doing the math, CenterPoint should go back to calculating it monthly. But this week, the Indiana Supreme Court saw it differently. It said that lack of guidance from the legislature means utilities are free to calculate that excess energy in whatever time frame they want, as long as the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission approves. Laura Ann Arnold is the president of the Indiana Distributed Energy Alliance. She says the decision will put Indiana consumers and the state solar industry at a competitive disadvantage.
In this sustainable energy transition, now sweeping the nation with the support of historic federal funds and tax credits. So it's just taking us in the wrong direction, in our view.
CenterPoint officials say they're pleased with the decision and that it will result in a fairer setup for all of its customers, including those without solar. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The Indiana Supreme Court decision will likely affect similar cases with four other Indiana utilities being debated in lower courts. Solar advocates aren't sure if they'll appeal the decision. Arnold says they might have more luck with the Indiana legislature.